night. Jerry Eide, I'm the South Dakota FFA Foundation Executive Director.
And you're also a former officer, state officer with South Dakota.
Yes, I kind of bleed blue and gold. I was a state FFA officer, and then I was an ag teacher for a few years, and then I was fortunate enough to be the state FFA executive secretary, and now I'm on the foundation side, raising support and partnerships and promoting FFA and agriculture education and all it does for our young people.
Tell me more about that, because here we are, state FFA convention in Brookings, an annual event here. Tell me the scope of this and how big this convention is.
Well, we have about 2,000 students that will be here. They came in yesterday and will stay through tomorrow at noon, and they're competing in 15 different career development events. We have a career carnival expo today with about 40 vendors from coming in to connect with students about ag industry. We have leadership workshops for them with industries come in to do. We also have students completing a service project for Meals of Hope. They'll be packaging meals that will go to Feeding South Dakota, and our goal is 50,000 meals. So there's a lot going on, and then of course this evening and tomorrow we'll have all our awards ceremony, scholarships, and all the awards from today's competitions as well. So a lot packed into 2.5 days.
You describe this as bleeding blue and gold. Since you were involved in the FFA as a student and as a state officer, what's important about these young people gathering here every year?
Well, this is just such an opportunity to recognize their success. It's an opportunity for them to network and bond with other people in the agriculture industry. I'm still connected to people that I met as a high school freshman and sophomore, that we run into each other here now as parents or supporters of FFA, coming to help volunteer, chaperone for local chapters. But you build a network of people connected in agriculture. You build a passion for it. You build your knowledge base on agriculture, and whether that's just used as a consumer for agriculture or you become a producer or somewhere in between tied into the agriculture industry and all the pieces that get food from the farm to the table for our consumers. All of them is very important, and being involved in FFA helps them be more successful at doing that.
And how have you seen the mission of this organization change?
The mission of Premier Leadership, Personal Growth, and Career Success has been always there as an underlying factor, but it's become more about how do we help these young people advocate for what agriculture is and the need of agriculture for the future. Beyond just we need to buckle down and work hard, which we still do, and we need to serve our community and be good citizens, which we do, but how do we tie into that the importance of advocating for what we do instead of just doing it and believing people will appreciate it?
This doesn't just happen here. I am sure there's a lot of help that you get to make sure that this convention goes on.
It really does. We have a phenomenal group of supporters. It takes about $70,000 to make convention alone happen with all the awards and scholarships that we hand out. And our sponsors, industry and individual donors, from small $10, $15 donors to our distinguished star partner, that's $25,000, Northland Ford Dealers. We greatly appreciate each and every sponsor that helps make it happen.